And of course, the motorists are at fault too. You know, I've seen I don't know how many near misses. I have relatives and friends that are TriMet bus drivers, and I've heard horror stories from them. And Southeast 52nd, regardless if you're going to take away the parking or not, is not a good place for bicyclists. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Appreciate it. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Mayor Adams and Commissioners. My name is Salvatore Rita. I'm a college professor and commutes to work downtown frequently. I live in the neighborhood of Northeast 53rd in Burnside and participate in our neighborhood association groups. In my small community, I'd like to express the importance of the 50s Bikeway Project. The proposed summer diverters and the signal for 53rd and Burnside is greatly needed for the following reasons. I personally, and routinely on weekdays and weekends, see in rush hours these problems. One, a cyclist on the way to and from work in congested traffic on 53rd and Burnside in particular, it's difficult and almost nearly impossible for the pedestrians and cyclists to go from Northeast 53rd to Southeast 53rd. Cross Burnside as cars are trying to cross left and right around them, especially around rush hour. An extraordinary amount of transportation, including buses, cars, about 1,800 vehicles a day, including trucks, using 53rd as a cut-through to Gleason to get north and go to the hospital and go to the hospital's parking lot. On 53rd, we particularly see cars gaining high speed as they go down the hill to Gleason to get over the freeway. They go so fast that these cars either bottom out or they gain a little height. And sometimes it's actually kind of communicable and funny. But congestion at Gleason and 53rd from the hospital traffic at 8 a.m. with workers going to work is literally impossible to turn left, west, between the hours of 7:30 and 9 a.m. I personally witnessed a number of automotive accidents, hit mirrors, and pets actually being hit on 53rd because of this congestion. My biggest concern is that automobiles don't see cyclists, and the amount of cut-through traffic is significant because of this. We desperately need the Hawk Light and the semi-diverters on 53rd. I'd like to thank you for your time and effort that you made this, that you put in this project. It's very important that we do get the light and the semi-diverters before worse accidents happen. Thank you.
Thanks for your testimony. Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi. Mayor Adams, Commissioners, my name is Laura Belson. I'm here to support the 50s Bikeway, including the diverter at Southeast 52nd and Division. I'm a member of the Mount Tabor Neighborhood Association, and I wanted to tell you about the June 15th meeting that the Mount Tabor Neighborhood Association held, in which we voted on this bikeway and the proposed diverter. It was attended by well over 100 residents, and we sat for over 2 hours hashing out all the details. I will read the votes we took today in my less time than I have. We voted almost unanimously to support the bikeway. We then took 3 votes on the approach to the intersection of Southeast 52nd and Division. These were intended to be taken together for your consideration. For time's sakes, all the votes include most of the other provisions of the proposal, but I'll just read the ones that affect the diverter. Vote 1 was on the staff proposal. This was to test the regulatory diverter, disallowing northbound traffic on Southeast 52nd between Division and Lincoln. 56 voted no, 55 voted yes, and 3 abstained. Vote 2 was to test this diverter on 52nd plus a regulatory diverter, disallowing northbound traffic on 51st, plus stop signs at the intersections of 53rd and Sherman, 54th and Sherman, plus undetermined speed bumps on 53rd and 54th. In other words, test the diverter, adding pre-mitigation on adjacent streets. 68 voted yes, 39 voted no, and 6 abstained. Vote 3 was to test a least impact action option, a.k.a. staff proposed options A and B, which include pitch points constructed on 52nd. 51 voted yes, 43 voted no, and 4 abstained. So in other words, vote 1 did reject the staff proposal to test the diverter. However, it was only by 1 vote. Many had to leave early, and it shows that the neighborhood was at least evenly divided on the straight staff proposal. Vote 3, slightly more votes in favor to test the least impact option. However, this option, the staff determined, will not solve the problem at 52nd. There are still too many cars on that road. And vote 2 was the clear majority, 68 yes, 38 no. Test the diverter adding mitigation on surrounding streets. So I'm out of time, but it just shows that the Mount Tabor neighborhood residents support an option that makes the whole neighborhood safer. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, thanks, everybody, for taking the time to come down today and also for that thorough report on the Mount Tabor Neighborhood Association process. It thrills my heart to hear about over 100 people spending 2 hours and not just voting things up or down, but reporting the very close votes and what you did to then try to work through the issues. That's how I like to see neighborhood associations working. So thank you very much for coming to tell us about it.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Russ Willis. I live in the near Northeast. I'm not a lobbyist. I am among a growing number of people who have made a choice not to own an automobile. Bicycle is my sole transportation. I'm what is called in policy and advocacy circles a vehicular cyclist, which means I'm not among the interested but concerned. I'm more of the fearless or intrepid class of cyclist, and I'm well known at the BAC and BTA and other circles as a skeptic of a lot of on-street facilities that PBOT puts forward. Nonetheless, I'm here today to praise the work that Rich Newlands and Sarah Figliozzi have put into this. I do recognize, even as a vehicular cyclist, the value of having designated preferred routes. And obviously, there is a huge problem throughout the eastern part of the city in making north-south connections. I use bits and pieces of the existing infrastructure that comprises parts of this bikeway already. What I'd like to say about this process that Rich and Sarah have put together over the past several months is that this really ought to be a model for similar kinds of PBOT projects going forward. They've been thorough. They've been open. They've engaged the public. They've empowered the Citizens Advisory Committee. And often PBOT, I think, is perceived as walking into the room saying, this is what we already are thinking, and now we're going to persuade you why you should like it. And this is absolutely not a case in which they did that. Every decision that they've put forward seems to me to be not only sensible but restrained, and there are places in which actually I would have liked to see them go further. So I'm very much in support of this plan. I think it's obvious they've done a lot of work on the 52nd and Division diverter problem, and it's clear that they've made a commitment to do the necessary follow-up study. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. We're going to take a 6-minute break. It is now 3:00. It's now a 5-minute break. It's 3:10. We'll be back at 3:15. So in recess for 5 minutes.
Compassionate break.
A compassionate break.
Blame me?
Yeah, they're back east.
Oh, don't vote for me next time.
Wait a second.
To our friends up in the control booth, we're going to come back from recess. And to our friend Carla, can you please read the next four?
Mm-hmm. Our Mary Hogue, Bernard Sanders, Vicky Calafia, and Julie Rhodes. They'll be followed by Gregory Camp, Aaliyah Miles, Alex Reed, and David Hill.
Welcome. Glad you're here. Would you like to begin?
Sure. Okay. Thank you for the time to speak. My name is Julie Rhodes. I live on Southeast 53rd between Division and Lincoln. I'm here today to show my support for the overall bikeways project, and I ask you to approve this project with one exception, and that is the diverter of northbound traffic at 52nd and Division. The diversion of traffic at this location is simply not needed for the success of the bikeway project. As you've heard, myself, along with 198 residents of Mount Tabor neighborhood, signed a petition against this particular portion of the bikeways project, and the Mount Tabor Neighborhood Association also voted against the diversion. There is no evidence to support the but the diverter is needed at this location. In fact, if you went onto PBOT's site and looked up for a bicycle map for the southeast, this particular stretch of 52nd north of Division is highlighted in green, which shows it as a shared roadway with low traffic volume. There are several locations throughout the city where bikes and cars coexist safely. There is much more higher increase in traffic. Leading with the most drastic option is not good policy. PBOT's solution of a diverter has far-reaching consequences. Their testing standards would allow up to 150 additional cars onto adjacent streets, which would more than double the amount of traffic currently seen on those streets. A diverter would also undermine the goals of the bikeway by increasing the frustration of drivers and discouraging early sharing of streets among users. We want drivers to coexist peacefully with bikes, just like the popular slogan we see all over the state, share the road. By implementing diverters, aren't we sending a mixed message? I ask that you vote for the overall bikeways with the omission of the diverter at 52nd and Division and direct PBOT to focus on non-diverter options. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for your testimony. Hi.
Good afternoon. My name is Mary Hogue, and my husband and I, Jared and I, live on the corner of Southeast 52nd Avenue and Southeast Franklin Street, which is one block north of Powell. We are in full support of the 50s Bikeway Project because we believe it will make our street more pedestrian-friendly and safer for our kids, our neighbors' kids, and the countless Franklin High School students who walk from the high school to the Powell-Foster intersection during their lunch breaks. We also support losing the parking along our east side street frontage. We believe this will make our corner much safer for cars heading west on Franklin and merging onto 52nd. Our corner has a higher volume of cars than many other intersections along 52nd Avenue. Powell Paint Center is located on the northeast corner of Powell and 52nd and has daily deliveries from semi-trucks who routinely use Franklin to bypass the Powell 52nd Avenue intersection to deliver to their back entrance on 53rd. Our corner also sees increased traffic due to both cars and large trucks who bypass the Powell 52nd intersection just to avoid the traffic light. I'm self-employed, and my home office faces 52nd, and I have seen countless near misses and plenty of fender benders as cars try to merge onto 52nd Avenue from Franklin. The cars on 52nd are moving fast, and visibility is hampered by the parked cars. So the removal of the parking along our east side street frontage will greatly increase visibility for cars merging onto 52nd and hopefully reduce the number of accidents on our high-traffic corner. We also agree with sending more traffic onto 50th Avenue over 52nd Avenue, since 50th Avenue is much more commercial than 52nd is between Powell and Division. Aside from Powell Paint Center and another small commercial building on the northwest corner of Powell, 52nd Avenue is entirely residential north of Powell. 50th Avenue, on the other hand, is predominantly commercial until north of Division. We also think the increase in bicycle traffic and safer pedestrian atmosphere will give our street a more cohesive neighborhood feeling. Right now, we definitely feel like we are on the edge of one neighborhood and the west side of 52nd is another. So for these reasons, we fully support the Bikeway Project and hope you will too. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity to speak today. My name is Bernard Sanders. I live on Southeast 52nd between Lincoln and Hawthorne. I'm a driver and a biker, and I'm a homeowner on the proposed route and also a strong supporter of this proposal. I'd like to share one relevant personal story, cut down from three. I'm a member of the Big Brother Big Sister program, and my little is an 8-year-old named Forrest who just learned how to ride his bike this summer. He loves riding bikes, and on our 3-mile bike ride from his house to mine, the part of the route that feels most dangerous to me is the stretch of 52nd between Division and Lincoln, including that intersection at 52nd and Lincoln. On that section, we have to resort to actually biking on the sidewalk, and we come out of the street for that. The traffic diverter proposed at 52nd and Lincoln would reduce a lot of that fast-moving traffic that's cut through that may not be aware they've switched from a neighborhood collector or from a collector street to a neighborhood street. These measures would make the street safer on the bike route, and Forrest and I would get off the sidewalk and back into the road. Lastly, I'd like to say that I had the pleasure of attending a lot of the CIC meetings as part of the process, and I've gotten to observe many of the creative solutions and some of the generous compromises made by all sides under the expert leadership of Rich and Sarah. The result is what I believe to be a well-thought-out plan and a balanced plan, and I hope you support it. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Hi, welcome.
Hi, nice to meet you. You guys look wonderful in person.
As opposed to horrible in television.
Yes.
Wow.
But
do go on.
I'm
7 minutes.
Okay. I'm a potential home buyer. I'm in the process of buying a home right there on 52nd, just three houses north of Division. And when I heard that the bike lanes were possibly going to go through, I was tickled. I was excited. I have walked those streets, rode my bikes on those streets for many years. And I don't foresee traffic getting heavier on 51st or 53rd. The streets are narrow and bumpy, and I just don't see that happening. And I am in full support of the plan that has been proposed, and how could anybody not be? And I know where your hearts are. I know how you voted in the past, and I know that, well, I'm just asking for your support for this to happen.
Thank you very much. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
The next four are Gregory Camp, Aaliyah Miles, Alex Reed, and David Hill. And they'll be followed by Adam Barger, Kirsten Burt, Steve Woolard, and Christopher Yockey.
We have your map. Are you Mr. Camp?
Yes, I'm Greg Camp. Yes.
How are you? Have a seat.
Thank you.
Welcome. Would you like to begin?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's see. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. I'm Greg Camp. I live on 59th, between Lincoln and Hawthorne. And many of the people in my part of this larger neighborhood did not really hear much at all about this project until it was quite far along. The people who lived on 51st, 52nd, 53rd, 54th were personally invited to a community center discussion of it. The rest of the neighborhood was not. As you can see on the maps there, 52nd from Division to Lincoln, it is a major way of coming in and out of the entire neighborhood between 50th and 60th and between Division and Hawthorne on the north. So it's, and in fact, the way it was platted and set up in 1910, 1911, was that it is the widest street of all those streets between 50th and 60th. And, of course, 52nd goes all the way south, clear down to Johnson Creek in the south, and it carries 6,500 cars in both directions total per day. Some of that traffic is going to overflow into our neighborhood. What I would suggest is that you think of why does the traffic come north, say on 52nd, and at the stoplight on Division, there's a stoplight there. Why does the traffic not flow east and west and go out around to 50th and to 60th? There are a few different reasons. One is the congestion on Division. Division narrows down at 60th, and so it is significantly narrower from 60th on west. And of course, the school, Atkinson School, is on the south in that segment between 50th and 60th. There's a stoplight at 57th, stoplight at 52nd. During many parts of the day, there is just very heavy traffic there. I would say that to divert all of northbound traffic, 3,300 cars a day there off of 52nd, and make them go either east or west is going to add to the major congestion in that segment of Division anyway. Plus, I think the people who are sure that the people who are cutting through the neighborhood instead of using the major routes are just going to put up with that are mistaken. I think surely they will go through the neighborhoods. And I've
so
been.
I've given you a minute longer.
Okay.
Your final thoughts?
Okay. Well, I'll give you my final couple of thoughts.
Final thoughts.
Let's see. So I've been there 14 years on 59th. Since we have moved in, many, many young families have moved into the neighborhood, which is great. But what that means is all these streets between 51st, say, and 57th, where the school is, have lots of young families on them. And the streets, 52nd is a 36-foot wide street. It's the widest street between 50th and 60th. That is a major part of why the traffic comes there. Plus, the 52nd connects all the way south. So the people who are on 52nd, who you've heard from today in by one person after the other, have to ask themselves why they chose to be on a street that is so heavy and that from the beginning when it was made, so it was made wider.
Because your point of view is okay. In the so far of those that testified is different from some others. I've given you 4 minutes, and I appreciate you helping to reinforce some earlier testimony and your concerns.
All right. So,
hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you, Mayor and Councilors. Thanks very much. My name is Aaliyah Miles, and I live on Southeast 54th between Division and Sherman. I'm an attorney and a mother of a 6- and 8-year-old, but I'm here representing only myself and my family. And I am very much in support of this bikeways project. I think it's fantastic. However, I am not in support of the proposal as it currently exists, which, as I understand it, includes the semi-diverter for the 2-block stretch there. Excuse me, I'm using an iPhone because I didn't think I would necessarily be able to testify here today. What I wanted to highlight today is that I agree that the 2-block stretch of Southeast 52nd is busy, and I agree that the intersection of 52nd and Lincoln is a dangerous one. I am in complete agreement with my neighbors about that. What I'm confused about is why this bikeway is the catalyst for a change in street character on this stretch of Southeast 52nd. When I bike to work, I regularly travel on much busier streets where cars and bikes share the road. So this can't be about that. In my 15 years of acquaintance with this stretch, it has had a consistent character. When I looked into buying houses, this was described as a busy or busier street. In fact, I never knew until today that 52nd was zoned the same as my street. I never would have known that based on existing signage or the existing infrastructure. So there's clearly room for improvement there. And I don't know why the bikeways is the catalyst or the vehicle for solving a problem that clearly predates it. Second, it seems to me that a diverter should be thoughtfully used to divert the flow, whatever it is, traffic or water, to an intended destination. You don't first build a dam and then later decide where the water should go. Here, I understand that this proposal predicts 1,500 cars will have to go somewhere, but where will they go? Do I have a few?
Time.
Okay.
Your final thought?
My final thought.
It has to be shorter than Mr. Camp.
Okay. Is that I can assure you that the nearly 30 children under the age of 10 who live on my 2 blocks will notice 150 cars. And that, in fact, we already have a lot of cut through traffic at high speeds. Those people, they'll just be more. So I am supportive of this proposal and I'm supportive of the diverter if there's adequate mitigation from the get go. I don't really see that there's a whole lot of need for testing. Thank you.
Thank you.
So could I just ask you, you don't feel that the speed bumps are a mitigation, that would stop people from cutting through on 54th?
I don't, no. I see very persistent cut-through traffic.
Well, currently, do you have one of the very bumpy roads?
It is bumpy.
But people still speed through it?
Absolutely. And there's no stop sign between at the Sherman intersection. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you how often I hear screeching brakes, and there are nearly collisions there regularly with people doing cut through.
Thank you.
Thanks for your testimony. Hi.
Hi, my name's Alex Reed. I am a resident of the Reed neighborhood currently and a hopeful future homeowner in Southeast and parent in Southeast. I am t- testifying because I bike and drive in this area. Actually, I drive a lot more often than I bike because it's not very pleasant currently. And I am most of all supporting the diverter at 52nd and Division because I think it will make the neighborhood much more pleasant for a lot of people. And the motor vehicle traffic that is diverted, I have faith will move almost entirely to 50th. It's a much more appropriate street, and it will get people to their destinations a lot faster than cutting through on 54th or any of the other alternatives. And the reason that I support it is that bike boulevards work a lot better if traffic is really calmed. We have a lot of bike boulevards in the city. Some of them aren't really calmed, and the bike staff at PBOT, I understand, is going back to them and recalming them. Let's do it right the first time on this one, or at least give it a try. Why not try it? Monitor the traffic volumes and see if it works. That's what I say, and I think that it is worth giving a try to have a nicer bikeway and a nicer environment for the people living on 52nd. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for your testimony. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me. My name is David Hill. I am an avid cyclist, and I support the 50s bikeway project, but I'm strongly opposed to PBOT's proposal to divert all of the northbound traffic on 52nd at Division onto the adjacent streets. PBOT at times has presented other very reasonable options for calming traffic on this two-block stretch of 52nd. In addition, if you fix the intersection at 50th and Division, much of the traffic on 52nd would go away. I would urge the city not to jump to the most drastic option first, but to explore other options that would not have as negative an impact on livability for the neighbors of the bikeway. My street intersects Division directly and is one of the streets that would receive the diverted traffic from 52nd. We've been told that PBOT wants to test the diverter first. We oppose this testing because the number of additional cars on our streets that is acceptable to PBOT, allowing them to declare mission accomplished, is not acceptable to most of us who actually live on those streets. You will hear or have heard from many people in support of that diverter. I hope you'll observe that very few of these supporters actually live on the streets that will receive this additional traffic. So I urge City Council, please direct PBOT to pursue other non-diverter approaches for calming traffic on this 960-foot portion of the 6.7-mile route. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you all for your testimony. I appreciate it.
Next four are Adam Barber, Kirsten Burt, Steve Woolard, and Christopher Yockey. And they'll be followed by Michael Harrison, Eva Van Dyke, Alan Field, and Jeremy Trone.
Mr. Burt.
Thank you. I am Adam Barber. I'm here to support the 50s Bikeway project. It'll certainly add value to the local transportation options in my neighborhood. I am, however, opposed to the northbound diverter at 52nd Avenue. I think it's the wrong tool for this job. I think it's much too blunt of a tool. It's much too extreme of a tool. And we've heard about the impacts that inevitably will happen to local streets. I think the doubling the traffic on 53rd Avenue is unacceptable. Specifically, the 53rd Avenue is very poorly surfaced. It's the cement, basalt, rock type of surface. We have cracks, potholes. Tire slap sounds are very loud, particularly at night. They already wake me up at night. And just doubling the traffic for that reason alone would be an unacceptable impact. Also, a number of the residential units at the corner of 53rd and Division do not have off-street parking. It's not an option. So they have to park on the street, on both sides of the street. Cars are almost always occupying already a very narrow street with cars. So to double the traffic, to increase the traffic through that intersection is just going to make the current safety situation worse. My request is that you please consider the lay of the land, I'll call it, and look at the difference between 52nd Avenue and the surrounding streets when it comes to the existing width, the openness, the line of sight. 52nd Avenue was designed to convey traffic. The other adjacent streets were not, and they're not going to handle that same amount of traffic that's diverted as well. There will be greater impacts to direct the traffic to other streets that were never designed to convey traffic like that. I am asking that you please approve the bikeway project, but abandon the diverter design and consider other alternatives that could calm and discourage traffic on 52nd Avenue, like speed humps, curb extensions, and stop signs. And I'm confident that with some minor design alterations to this project, that the impacts can be minimized and the project goals can still be accomplished. Thank you.
Thanks for your testimony. Hi.
Hi. My name is Kirsten Burt, and I live on Southeast 52nd between Powell and Division. And I'm here to support the bikeways project, including the traffic diverter at 52nd and Division. I moved back to Portland last year after living in other cities for 10 years, and it was just really great to see how much more bike-friendly Portland is now after those 10 years. I bike to work and bike around town with my son when I can, and I'm really excited about this 50s bikeway project and the fact that it goes right past our house. For a couple of reasons, I think it'll add a great route from southeast to northeast, which we don't really have currently, and I'm also really excited about it lowering the speed of traffic on 52nd. Between Powell and Division is a very residential neighborhood. There are at least two preschools in that stretch, plus the high school, and lots of families with young kids. And I just think in general traffic on our street is way too fast. And I think this project, including the diverter at Division, will just make our street more livable. Thank you.
Thanks for your testimony. Hi.
Hi, Mayor, Commissioners. I'm Steve Woolard. I'm the owner of Carts on Foster, which is at 52nd and Foster. And currently, it seems like just experienced bike riders go down 52nd. And I'd like to see it with the pass so that the average person feels safe on this street. And it'd be great for our business and good for the neighborhood. So thank you very much, and I hope you support it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the brevity of your remarks. Hi.
Hi. I'm Chris Yake, member of the CAC and resident of the Woodstock neighborhood. You'll be happy to know I'm not going to talk about the diverter. As a driver, cyclist, pedestrian, father of three small children under seven, I want to convey my family's enthusiastic support for the 50s Bikeway Project. I want to see 52nd enhance South Powell for a number of reasons, not least of which is that I am incredibly lazy. When I started commuting by bike, I used to take the circuitous 41st Avenue bikeway. It wasn't long, however, before I realized that it was a lot faster and less hilly to brave 52nd until I reached the bicycling bliss that is Lincoln Street. It is a bit of a white-knuckle adventure every day given the heavy speeding traffic. The good thing is I never have to worry about being doored since so few cars park on the street. 52nd Avenue has the potential to be a highly livable multimodal street with neighborhood retail at Woodstock, Steele, Holgate, and Foster. The success of Toast, a very popular breakfast destination at Steele, is a demonstration of this potential. Until the bikeway and additional improvements are built, however, Toast is likely to be the exception. The street is currently designed for through traffic, many of them non-residents from Clackamas County to the south. Over 13,000 cars travel this stretch every day, comparable to the daily traffic on Woodstock and Inner Division. According to PBOT, 85% of these cars are speeding. This is untenable given that this is a neighborhood street with an elementary school. The corridor's land uses reflect this. We have four convenience stores and four auto stores occupying 8 of the 12 retail corners along this stretch. So it's very auto-oriented in nature. We bear all of the traffic while enjoying few of the benefits. So this becomes an equity issue. Not only should the council support the bikeway, it should go further by helping enhance 52nd to become a more livable corridor for families and residents of the neighborhood. Thanks.
Thank you for your testimony. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Next four are Michael Harrison, Eva Van Dyke, Alan Field, and Jeremy Trone. And they'll be followed by Chris Rule, Judith Russo, and Kenny Hagan.
Hi, welcome to the City Council. Would you like to begin, Mr. Harrison?
Sure. Good afternoon, Mayor Adams and Commissioners. My name is Michael Harrison, and I live on Southeast 53rd, north of the proposed diverter on 52nd Division. I'm here today to support the 50s Bikeway Project, including testing the diverter. Some of my neighbors on 53rd have been puzzled as to why I would support even testing a diverter that might bring additional traffic to my street, and my answer is fourfold. First, though I live on Southeast 53rd, and my family walks and bikes and drives on streets throughout the neighborhood, and as such, we consider ourselves affected by unsafe conditions on any of our neighborhood streets. Second, I consider existing conditions on Southeast 52nd, especially at the intersection of 52nd and Lincoln, to be unsafe today. Third, I don't feel safe biking with my children on high-volume streets, so I strongly support the bikeway program generally. And lastly, I'm comforted by the knowledge that speed bumps and stop signs will be installed on Southeast 53rd at the outset of the test. I can live with some additional traffic if that traffic is slower than what we experience today. I also find it very encouraging that if after 8 months Southeast 51st or 53rd becomes the new preferred cut-through route, the diverter would be removed on 52nd. The diverter testing has been an extremely divisive issue in my neighborhood. It's not my neighbor's fault. It's not the city's fault. There just aren't any easy answers given the topography, the block layout, and the traffic patterns in our neighborhood. Given the controversy, I'd like to thank my neighbors and PBOT staff for their willingness to help develop the mitigations that are included in Appendix B. I know it's helped relieve some of my anxiety about the project and also helped relieve some of the anxiety of my neighbors. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony. Hi, welcome.
Hi. My name is Eva Van Dyke, Mayor, Commissioners. Thanks for listening to us. I am an avid walker and cyclist and occasionally drive. I support the project. I oppose the diverter at Division. Sorry, guys. There's a lot of congestion on Division, and my concern is for the kids. We've got Atkinson Grade School, we've got Clinton Park, and we've got Franklin High School. And it really disturbed me when I went to my first meeting and I found out you were taking your traffic numbers in the summer. School's out. Traffic in our neighborhood, sorry, I live on 57th, right up the street from Atkinson. Traffic in our neighborhood changes drastically during the school year versus the summertime. And I would urge you, beseech you, please, take your traffic studies when school's in session. Otherwise, you're not getting a true picture. We have a problem right in my area because Atkinson has no parking lot for staff, for parents. You know, when that was designed, somebody said 1910, the kids all walked to school. Now their parents all drive them to school. It's a really different situation. So I'm concerned that if all of the northbound traffic has to divert one way or the other, I don't know how much is going to go east and how much is going to go west, but it's going to put a lot more traffic onto Division, which is already gridlock at the beginning of the school day and at the end of the school day turning into rush hour traffic. My concern is for the kids. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. I appreciate it. Hi.
Hi. Good afternoon, Mayor Adams, Commissioners. My name is Alan Field. I live in the Richmond neighborhood near 34th and Division. I generally support the project and more bike routes, but I'm here to speak in opposition to the diversion issue and the removal of parking south of Division. As co-chair of the Richmond Neighborhood Association, I wrote the letter of general support the Neighborhood Association gave to the project, but I'm here on my own representing my views. And in that process, we didn't vote on the two particular issues today, but what struck me were three issues was, one, the number of people that oppose this. We got a 100-person petition. We've never had anything near that. Now it's up to 200 people. And the Neighborhood Association, Mount Tabor, voted to oppose it. Whether it's one vote or whatever, it was hotly debated. A lot of people didn't show up on both sides. And another thing is the passion behind this for the diversion is mostly, except for person over here, is mostly the people living on 52nd. I can understand their desire to lessen traffic. But the obvious solution is increase the speed bumps on 52nd. Their desire is to slow down traffic, raise those speed bumps. You can easily take those speed bumps at 35 miles an hour without taking your foot off the gas. That's the problem. I didn't even notice there were speed bumps there. Raise those speed bumps. Instead of taking the approach of taking the most restrictive option first and measuring the rise of dangerous incidences on the neighboring streets, focus on that street alone, and just put in speed bumps. But I'm actually more opposed to removing traffic, removing parking south of Foster. I was amazed when I drove that stretch, and that whole stretch from Foster to Woodstock, 30 intersections, all but three are offset T intersections with no painted crosswalks. It's a nightmare to cross. I just wonder how many elderly people, people with kids, are now having to cross that street. CAC first had a safety component. They nixed that for funding reasons. I just urge the council to put funding back in to at least make those crosswalks safer. And I urge you to at least drive it for yourself, and you'll have the epiphany I did, realizing this is a dangerous street to cross. Thank you.
Thank you. I have traveled the route. Hi. Welcome.
Hi. I'm Jeremy Trone, a resident of 52nd Avenue near Steele, and father of three, commuter by both bike and car. Here to give full support for the project and the diversion on 52nd and Division and the project as it is. Of course, as we've gone over, several of us, the primary benefit being the more direct north-south route for cyclists in this east area of the city. But also, as has also been mentioned, to enhance the safety and livability of this area and the corridor, particularly below Foster, where traffic volumes and speeds are very high. So I think this section stands to benefit largely from this project with the calming traffic calming benefits of the proposed project. I support even additional either traffic calming infrastructure and lowering of speed limits to a street that, as we all know, is very highly used, and the posted speed limits are largely not respected. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
And the last three who signed up are Chris Roll, Judith Russo, and Kenny Hagum.
Thank you for your perseverance and patience. Appreciate it. Would you like to begin?
Sure. My name is Chris Rawl. I live on 54th, just north of Division. So I'm in the area that, you know, where there has been some neighbor concerns about diverted traffic from the proposed diverter at 52nd and Division. I'm also a father of three young children. Two of them go to the Tulip Tree preschool, which is on 52nd, just south of Division. And I'm here to speak in support of this project and in support of the diverter at 52nd. I think that PBOT and the committee have done a great job at looking at what the options are to make this project work and be a part of a network for our whole city in terms of bicycle transportation throughout the city. And we need to think about how that's going to benefit us in a whole variety of ways in terms of health and the economy and affordable options for people. And when you look at what the options are, particularly for that two-block stretch from Division to Lincoln, it's a challenging stretch. There's a lot of challenges, and the diverter is really what makes most sense and gets us closest to a system that's actually usable by people who might be more timid if we don't make a comfortable enough bike network. In terms of the potential for diverted traffic on my street, I'd say that I'm very feel very comfortable, especially with the proposal for having stop signs at Sherman. I think that's going to do a lot to slow down traffic and probably keep the cut-through traffic to a minimum. So I'm just feeling very comfortable with the project. I hope that you will support it. and think about our children and as they grow older, the options that they're going to have to get around even before they're old enough to drive, and then beyond have affordable options to get around. So thank you. Please support this.
Thank you, sir. Hi. Welcome.
Hi, I'm Judith Russo, and I am a resident and homeowner and business owner on Southeast 52nd on the east side near Woodstock. And I believe that this could be a good plan, but I believe that ensuring that the safe passage of bicycles is, of course, very important. However, I don't believe the city or my fellow citizens have given this bikeway plan enough study regarding pedestrian safety. And I'm afraid some of the city people have heard my voice a little too much in this regard, and I apologize to them for my vociferousness. However, it is a dangerous street to cross. And there's nothing in the 50s bikeway plan that adequately addresses the problem of pedestrian safety and access on Southeast 52nd Avenue. Bicycle and automobile interaction appears well covered, and however, for those using the slow-moving, unprotected bodies as their only means of conveyance, we're in trouble. And the bike plan might reduce traffic speeds. It may create greater awareness of pedestrians, but that these are a part of a very flawed and superficial plan, from my reading of it, it makes it a laughable conclusion. It's not a foregone conclusion. It should not have been. And in every conversation I've had with every city bureaucrat, I've encountered the constant theme that we cannot have pedestrian safety remediation along Southeast 52nd. We can't place more signs. We can't put in more crosswalks. We can't construct speed bumps. We can't add lights. We can't alter sidewalks. We can't construct safety islands, on and on and on. And oddly, the bicycle plan is going through, but we are not adequately addressing pedestrian safety. And I have a lot of neighbors and I have tenants who have physical issues and impediments, and they're not being kept safe in this plan. And I worry for those folks, and I think it needs to be studied at a lot greater measure. Otherwise, I'm for this plan. Thank you.
So let me just clarify, what kinds of pedestrian improvements were you looking for?
Well, for instance, to be honest, I've been told that crosswalks can't be put in because it makes it appear as if that's a safe crossing spot. Well, there are numerous places where we need crosswalks. We have schools there, we have parks there, we have people wanting to go to Reed College there. It's a lot of pedestrian traffic, so there should be more crosswalks. However, the fact is every corner is a crosswalk, right? And the city has done all kinds of work on getting cars to recognize bicycles with, say, for instance, the green box plan. And there's that loop that's played at the DMV that talks about don't take a right hook turn on bicyclists at the green box. Well, what if the city did an education program? If you guys cannot put in sidewalks that are bumped out, if you cannot put in crosswalks, if you cannot put in more stop signs, if you cannot put in speed bumps, if all of those are impossible, why not at least start an education plan, at least as good as the one that's at the DMV regarding the green boxes for bicycles?
Thank you.
It's you can't cross.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you, Mayor Sam Adams and council members. Thank you very much for the opportunity to give testimony in support of this very beneficial North to South Connection bikeway. My name is Kenny Hagum, Woodstock Neighborhood Association board member, media committee chair, and I live off 52nd and Herald Street and have since 2006. I bike, drive about 600 miles a year, and I walk my dog often on 52nd. I've had the honor to take part in the Citizen Advisory Committee this past year. I'd like to thank the amazing outreach efforts of Sarah, Rich and Jenny, as well as the rest of Citizen Advisory for all their incredible hard work and efforts to educate the community as well as listen to their concerns. I'll read the letter of endorsement on behalf of the Woodstock Neighborhood Association. The Woodstock Neighborhood Association wishes to endorse the 50s bikeway plan to be installed on Southeast 52nd Avenue between Southeast Holgate and Southeast Duke Streets. We also wish to express thanks for the work of the PBOT project team, particularly Sarah and Rich, whose prompt communication has been helpful and educational. We understand PBOT is taking all precautions within the scope of its jurisdiction to promote the safety of all passengers along this route. We are excited by these measures, as we are concerned about the safety of pedestrians. Therefore, we strongly support PBOT's vehicle speed reduction initiatives, petitioning the state for a posted speed reduction from 30 to 25 miles per hour, installing speed reader boards. We suggest that these be permanent. Stronger crosswalk enforcement, especially in the school zone at Herald Street and 52nd Avenue. Consideration of fire-friendly speed bumps. The only thing we would add, given the opportunity, we understand this is not for PBOT to decide, would be new flashing beacon crosswalks along 52nd Avenue between Woodstock Boulevard and Division Street where appropriate and where there's gaps. Finally, we wish to support the second family-friendly bikeway being made a priority upon the availability of funds. Thank you for your time and attention to the matter, and feel free to contact Tom Weiss with any questions you may have. Just wanted to mention real quick, I know that we have safety challenges out there, and as funds are available, I do support the second bikeway. If we can get more families with kids on tow and kids on bikes riding through the bikeway, that is a sign of a true world-class bikeway. And right now, on 52nd, people pull to the side of the road. I see bikes behind cars. They wait until cars go by. They go by so quickly. I think the fire speed bumps would be a really good move.
Thank you, sir. Thank you all for your testimony. If we could have staff come back up. Nick's got some questions. Questions, comments, concerns, Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. Sir, I have a couple questions. The testing that is proposed for the diverter at the 4 and 8 month period is triggered off of the threshold volumes of more than 100 vehicles a day. Just remind me how we got to that standard.
So the threshold is 150 vehicles. It goes back to the impact threshold curve, which was it's actually a city council adopted policy. It takes a look at essentially that policy set a floor of 150 cars, and then looked at the relative. There's a relative increase based on the initial volume of cars on that mm-hmm. street.
So that's how the standard has been determined, and after 4 months, you would take some data under this test, the proposed testing. And at 8 months, you would make a determination as to whether to remove the diverter based on some criteria. Is there a circumstance where you could be below the 150 vehicles a day, but there still be enough other evidence that's before you that would cause you to consider removing the diverter?
No, at this point, we have only included traffic volumes as part of that criteria.
But nothing here precludes the community from expressing other concerns.
There is additional public involvement to discuss the results, to make sure those unwritten criteria that are difficult to put down at this point in time are being met, that everyone feels like we really have made a good faith effort to solve all the problems that might arise.
Right. We'll be going back to the community at the four-month mark. To show them the results, as well as coming back at the eight-month mark to be able to talk to them about what we saw and look at options.
And does that come back to us at some point, either with a report or with a hearing, or what's the plan?
We are more than happy to bring a report back, to deliver a report to the commissioners if they would like a copy of the report.
Well, I would appreciate some kind of written update, and whether my colleagues want another hearing. I think we can judge that at execs, but certainly a written report, a brief written report, and I would like to know about what issues were raised, assuming this passes, what issues were raised at the 4 and 8 month period, and that would include issues beyond the 150 vehicle trigger, just so I'm aware of what has bubbled up in terms of community concerns. Thank you. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. First of all, I commend everybody for being here today. Thank you for excellent testimony and also for sending in your testimony ahead of time. I think almost everybody who's testified today had also sent in written comments. So that was very helpful in helping me understand what the issues have been and the process. And in particular, I applaud the constructive way that people have raised the disagreements, that people have definitely disagreed without being disagreeable, haven't questioned motivation, have very much kept to the topics and the things that I need to know to make a decision. So I really appreciate that. It's a good process. Based on the input that we received in my office, it was obvious that the diverter would be the key issue of contention. The opposition has said that there's not an adequate study of the impact, which will be possibly increased on at least 51st and 53rd, as well as the other streets other than 50th and 60th, that it would increase congestion and frustration of drivers on Division, endangering the students at Atkinson and Franklin, and that there are other less drastic alternatives that should be tried first, such as the bike speed zone, the mid-street stop signs, and better speed bumps. Conversely, I heard from the supporters that it would have a positive safety impact on a very dangerous intersection at 52nd and Lincoln in particular, and also at 52nd and Division, would calm speeding, lower accidents, bring these streets closer to a local access street volume, which is the neighborhood collection, and generally create a calmer neighborhood, and that it would improve the safety as Lincoln as a bicycle route to school. We heard also that we should test it out, and just as the opponents say that there hasn't been an adequate study of the impact, the perception that the diverter will cause problems hasn't been based on data at all either. So based on those concerns that I had heard, I talked with the mayor about a friendly amendment to the ordinance stating, be it further resolved that a report be developed and delivered to council offices and the Richmond and Mount Tabor neighborhood associations within 1 year after installation of the diverter at 52nd, and that the report provides analysis of traffic counts, accidents, and movements, and any recommendations for further improvements or alternatives to alleviate traffic impacts of any in the surrounding neighborhood.
Second.
Thank you. So this doesn't necessarily bring it back to a hearing before council, but it would definitely get the report delivered to council and provide a process so that once this has been tried out, we can see if there are impacts or not. Do you want to vote on that now?
I mean, I think the opportunity for the 4 and 8 and then to have an opportunity for the neighborhood and staff and other stakeholders to look at options if there needs to be improvements to any unintended impacts, I think this makes sense. Carly, can you please, unless there's additional discussion on the motion, Carly, can you please call the vote on the amendment?
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Amendment is approved.
Just one other question. I did drive the area yesterday. I previously have spent most of my time there waiting at 50th and Division for the start of the Division Clinton Street Fair, Street Parade, which I commend Nancy Chapin and the business district for organizing that every year. But having driven 51st, 53rd, 54th with their exposed aggregate concrete surface, I'm wondering, are those streets considered improved to city standards? Are they maintained by the city or no?
Yeah, they're maintained.
They're definitely maintained, yes.
But we don't have any plans at this point to be repaving them to provide a smoother surface. Is that
not
correct?
That I'm aware of. No.
Okay, so I think that might be part of the ongoing discussion. I heard the comment about the noise of the exposed aggregate. On the other hand, I certainly felt it was more unpleasant to drive on those streets than on the gravel roads and dirt roads of Southwest Portland where I live in terms of the vibration. And I personally would not be choosing to cut through on those streets, particularly since they're so narrow. So that... I want that in the record that we're not planning to make them smoother and more easy to transfer without discussion with the neighborhoods. Then my final question is, it was mentioned by the last speaker, I think, that there had been a meandering neighborhood alternative route south of Woodward and that we're not able to fund that at this time. Am I understanding that correctly? Is there a hope that in a future phase that second section might be put in?
Well, what we can say is when we presented it to the Bicycle Advisory Committee, they agreed that it should be a high priority when we go searching for additional grant funding to improve bicycle projects.
And then what about the question of pedestrian safety if the cyclists...
But if I could also... Part of the answer there is we have these, however you might view, the 50s, we need to do for, you know, the 80s and the hundreds, this sort of basic... No one is claiming this is perfect, but basic improvement. So I also don't want to lead people to believe that it's a quid pro quo either.
Thank you. That's a good clarification. What about the concern that was raised about pedestrian improvements, particularly crosswalks and speed of bicycles with relation to pedestrians?
Well, that's a great concern and a certainly a regret of ours that we couldn't do more in that regard. It is a difficult situation to do the kinds of things that Judith talked about in regards to improving pedestrian safety. As you probably heard before, just striping crosswalks without any additional improvements in a street environment like that is not an option. We would